On the tenth heaven, which is called Eravoth, I saw the appearance of the Lord's face, like iron made to glow in fire, and brought out, emitting sparks, and it burns. Thus, in a moment of eternity, I saw the Lord's face, but the Lord's face is ineffable, marvelous, and very awful, and very, very terrible. And who am I to tell of the Lord's unspeakable being, and of his very wonderful face? And I cannot tell the quantity of his many instructions, and various voices. The Lord's throne is very great, and not made with hands, nor the quantity of those standing round him, troops of cherubim and seraphim, nor their incessant singing, nor his immutable beauty. And who shall tell of the ineffable greatness of his glory? And I fell prone and bowed down to the Lord. And the Lord with his lips said to me, Have courage, Enoch, do not fear, arise and stand before my face into eternity. And the archistratege Michael lifted me up and led me to before the Lord's face. And the Lord said to his servants, tempting them, Let Enoch stand before my face into eternity. And the glorious ones bowed down to the Lord and said, Let Enoch go according to your word. And the Lord said to Michael, Go and take Enoch from out of his earthly garments, and anoint him with my sweet ointment, and put him into the garments of my glory. And Michael did thus as the Lord told him. He anointed me and dressed me, and the appearance of that ointment is more than the great light, and his ointment is like sweet dew, and its smell mild, shining like the sun's ray. And I looked at myself, and I was like transfigured one of his glorious ones. And the Lord summoned one of his archangels by name Pravuil, whose knowledge was quicker in wisdom than the other archangels, who wrote all the deeds of the Lord. And the Lord said to Pravuil, Bring out the books from my storehouses, and a reed of quick writing, and give it to Enoch, and deliver to him the choice and comforting books out of your hand.